On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff. Cliff Central's very own happy hour. It's an hour. Yeah. Happy hour with myself, Bren Lindekew, the good things guy. I've also got Kerry sitting next to me. She's the good news girl. Kerry, how are you doing?
Good morning.
What's cracking, yo?
Wowzers.
Okay, so we're live on Facebook Live as well. And if you're just tuning in.
Hey.
Facebook Live, we're live as well. You can tune into the show on www.cliffcentral.com. We're all about the good news. So we're here to share good news, bring you the good stuff, inspirational stories, give you something different that you can talk about at the dinner table or at your water cooler, or maybe if you're playing Pokemon Go.
No, shh, shh.
We're not going to talk about that. We don't talk about any of the bad news. There's no cuck here, no protests, no crime. This is not the SABC blackout. Those things are real. It's just a happy hour. We just want to bring you the happy stuff and the good stuff. So today, Kerry and I will be digging into the top five good news stories that have been trending for the last week. We're going to bring you an update on the CEO sleepout. Kerry and I were on the bridge. We didn't sleep. It was flippin' amazing, so we're going to be talking about that. And then also, we've got a bunch of guys from Mr. South Africa who are here to take off their shirts. No, I'm joking. They're here to talk about...
No, you're not.
Maybe. They might be taking off their shirts, and we'll do another Facebook Live for that. They're here to talk about their 30 days of random acts of kindness, inspired by some jerk called Brent Lindekew.
Which say I'm, what? I'm pretty, who's this guy?
I'm pretty excited to talk about that. And then we're also going to be giving Rian Mansa and Vasti a satellite call 2,000 kilometers in the middle of nowhere on the Pacific Ocean at 1 o'clock in the morning their time. They are rowing from California to Hawaii. So we're going to catch up with them
for
their honeymoon. How absolutely crazy. If you want to get involved, www.cliffcentral.com. You can also get hold of us on my Twitter's Bren Lindekew, your Twitter's Kerry Stain,
yes.
CliffCentral.com, or on WeChat, or you can give us a call on 086. What is it?
Did you forget it?
0861-555-189. That's it. thank you. I'm excited to be here, man. I love Tuesdays.
It's my favorite day of the week.
It's my favorite day of the week. We really just get to hang out, do cool stuff. It really is just goodstuff.com, right?
Yes, definitely.
And that's what we're all about. So, I mean, we'll get straight into our little catch up. We did the CEO sleep out last week, Thursday. It's had a lot of backlash online. Blah, 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 blah. We raised over 31 million rand.
Say it again.
31. Well, didn't we do this last time? We raised over 31 million rand, which was absolutely insane. Kerry and I did a live broadcast from the bridge. For 2 hours. It was the first time that I've ever done an outside broadcast by myself. Above a whole train station. And it was 2 hours. So generally, when we do a show here during the week, we prep quite well because we've got guests that we know who we're going to interview and we want to sort of
get in touch with.
We've got a schedule.
It's all planned.
When we were on the bridge... Nothing.
Nothing at all. It was great. It was so impromptu.
It was very impromptu. We got to interview Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
Yes.
There was ENF. The Gauteng Premier was there. We didn't get to interview him, but I got to speak to him. He was very busy. And then Kerry and I hopped into an Uber van thing. First it was an Uber Black.
Yes.
with the
MD.
The MD of Uber.
And the marketing manager.
Cape Town.
Yes. So hey guys.
We went on this road trip around to 6 different sites around the city because they were doing something called the sympathy sleep out.
And the school sleep out.
And the school sleep out. And the whole idea was that you would sleep out in your space to sort of sleep out in sympathy of, but also give back to charity. And we visited inner city schools. We visited soup kitchens that were set up just for the evening to give the real homeless. So forget about people saying, oh, they were pretending that they were asleep. There were real soup kitchens set up and they were giving them blankets and sleeping bags and food and spending time. Leanne Manis actually tells a story. She met a little kid and his dad. And I don't know if you remember the movie Will Smith did called The Pursuit of Happiness. And it was just like The Pursuit of Happiness.
It was exactly like that. And every time she told the story, she got emotional.
We all did.
And Caroline Stain, oh my word, all she wanted to do was give them blankets.
Give everybody blankets. She had Caroline Stain from 67 blankets for Nelson Mandela has literally got scarves and socks in her bag that she was walking around.
In her backpack and in her pockets.
And just delivering them to everybody, which was so cool. Yeah, man. And then we went to a couple of schools, and we went to a couple of businesses, and we must have got back to the bridge at about 1:30.
Yes. It was kind of like the Amazing Race.
Was the Amazing Race?
Yes.
But we were the only ones that were allowed to leave the bridge. No one else got to leave the bridge. There was like 12 of us. It was the Gauteng Premier, Leanne Manners, Caroline Steyn, Yusuf Abramji, myself, Kerry. Who else? Yvonne Chaka Chaka. She sang the national anthem, which was amazing.
The Premier, the Mayor.
Yeah, it was. So all of us just went on this huge roadshow around to different places, which was
and
cool.
Our ambassadors.
And our ambassadors.
Our student ambassadors. Yeah.
Then we got back to the bridge, and that's when the realness happened.
That's when the magic happened.
We got to sit around campfires in the cold. My feet have never been so cold
Brent,
in my life.
It took me hours to get warm.
I was wearing...
After that, when I got home.
Because I'm not homeless.
Exactly.
And because I have these things. I was wearing thermal socks.
Yep, me too.
Didn't help.
Two pairs.
Mm-hmm. Didn't help.
Not a
that
chance.
That cold seeps through the tar and into your shoes and into your feet. And all I kept thinking the whole night is... I'm a dick because I'm not helping the homeless and I'm not doing my duty. And since then, I've actually... It's
changed my life.
Well, it's changed one thing at the end of the show. I'm going to bring it up again. But I'm in my car. There's a whole bunch of jerseys, jackets, socks.
Good job.
And t-shirts and just stuff.
Scarves and beanies.
Yeah. And if I get to an intersection or if I see someone who is in need, I hand that shit over because that's one way that I can make a difference in someone else's life.
We will never know though. We spent a night and it was, I was actually thinking about it this morning while I was getting ready because I told you that I'd gone for root canal a couple of hours before. So I was in a little bit of pain.
She was in a little bit of pain.
Just a little bit of pain. And then I thought to myself as well, I'm like, we are sitting on a bridge. I'm in pain, but what do they do? They just have to stick it out. And the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my word, I'm sitting with such amazing people. And we're going from place to place and speaking to all these incredible change makers. And, you know, you're looking at your time and you're thinking, oh my word, how many hours are left? Because it's freezing. And there's nowhere for us to go. There was no shelter for us. And I think that's what people don't understand. There wasn't a place for us to go that was sheltered. We were on top of the bridge. Why? No, because it was colder. We were not underneath the bridge. Okay, there was no shelter for us. The only thing we had were those boxes that were provided to us that we had to barter to get and bonfires. That's it.
You know what the reality is? It opens up everybody's eyes to a different world. And those CEOs for 364 days of the year live how they live. And for one night of the year, a handful of CEOs in South Africa slept on a bridge. A handful. There are thousands and thousands of CEOs all over the place. And a handful of them decided to raise money and sleep on the bridge. And some of them weren't from big bang huge companies.
No.
Some of them were the smaller guys that were just trying to give back. Did you know the one thing that, I mean, the media, there's been this backlash, the one thing that people aren't saying and aren't talking about, every single thing, every single item that was on the bridge got given back to homeless. Those fancy little shelters that were used to deliver soup and coffee and food.
They looked like shacks. They were corrugated iron.
They were shacks. And 40 people the very next day got homes.
Yes.
40 people. Plus they raised 31 million rand for education.
Plus the sleeping bags and all the boxes and everything. Everything that was on the bridge went back to the people within and around the city.
So it's just good stuff. I'm going to be writing a blog in a couple of days. I wrote a thing on my Facebook, which was being shared far and wide about how the night... Actually, I think I could read it, actually. I don't know where it is now. I could read it. Let me find it because I wrote it and people were sharing it far and wide because it just gave a different perspective. So if you want a different perspective on what I went through, and I must tell you, when I wrote this, I was on another planet. I hadn't slept.
No, me.
And I was...
I read it and I hadn't slept.
I'd sort of slept on the couch because I was a bit stupid, but this is how it goes. I didn't sleep last night. Instead, I spent every waking moment speaking to CEOs, students, and the homeless of Johannesburg about how we as a nation work together to try alleviate poverty. The event has had a lot of backlash online, and I get that everyone has an opinion, but you cannot take away the fact that this initiative has raised over 31 million rand, and it created conversations that might never have happened before. The CEO Sleepout was created 10 years ago in Australia, because Bernard Fahon was sick of going to gala dinners to hand over money for charity. He wanted to do something different, like how his kids were doing sleepouts to raise funds at their schools. I sat with Bernard last night. His concept has been executed globally in many countries, raising millions of for people around the world. And the number there is sitting on about $51 million that this initiative has raised in the last 10 years. He found it very odd that South Africans choose to criticize the event when it is doing something good for someone else. So do I, actually. The South African version has raised more money in one night than any other fundraiser on the African continent for a second year in a row. What happened last night was CEOs giving back on top of the work that the organizations already do. Companies already have their CSR programs in place. Those initiatives happen quietly throughout the year without anybody sleeping on a bridge. The conversation we had were real, and many, if not all, the participants will align their company CSR strategies to making more sustainable differences to those that need it most. 21% of South Africans don't eat every day. 53% of South Africans have to make a choice between catching a taxi to work or having lunch. That's the real state of our nation and the reason why initiatives like this exist and why they matter. If the CEOs decide not to partake next year because of all the armchair warriors tearing it apart, then the only people that lose are the people that need the help the most. And then I guess we'll all realize that the responsibility didn't lie with the CEOs in the first place. It is every South African's duty to help those in need. And if your actions have deterred a future participant, then you're not actually helping at all. We didn't come up with all the solutions last night, and we didn't get rid of homelessness in our country this morning. But we did take small steps to getting there. 31 million of them. And that's what I wrote, and people were sharing it far and wide.
Good.
And that's what I believe.
I saw the one thing, though, that said all the CEOs, apparently, okay, so this was the story. All the CEOs left, and they went to go stay at the Maslow for the night. Are you joking?
Rumors for days.
When we got back to the bridge after our little amazing race, a lot of the people were sleeping. So no one was better off than anybody else. Everybody was equal on the bridge.
No, totally.
Exactly. So when we got back there, people were sleeping. There were like hundreds of people that were sleeping.
Thousands. There were 1,000 people on the bridge. Here's the thing, right? And this is the last thing that I want to say. What I've realized is that people on social media are misinformed.
Such nonsense.
Misinformed or uninformed. Yes, I had a guy who wrote on that post that I just read, and yes, he was like, Brent, it looks like you're trying to take the cake that you were involved in some way, and you were not.
Such rubbish.
You were not. Prime Media was involved. And I wrote to him and I went, actually, bud, Cliff Central was a media partner. Prime Media was last year. Boom. Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Didn't have a word back.
Goodbye.
Didn't have a word back. Anyway, so I want to congratulate you for being on the bridge. So while I was in Monte Cassino this weekend, you know those candy necklaces that you wear around your neck and it's
yes,
full of... So I bought you one of those to
me?
Say thank you.
Me?
Yes, you, Kerry. Thank you for being on the bridge with me.
Ah, I love those.
But something happened and now I have got the string for you. So.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Oh, I've never got one of these in my life before. That's so amazing. Thank you, Brent.
All right. Last thing that I want to bring up before we get into the top five good news stories. Voting this tomorrow.
Yes.
Got to vote, Joe.
You have
it's important.
To vote.
So everybody needs to go out.
Armchair warriors.
You've got like from 7 till 7. But don't count on the last sort of hour. Rather go earlier than later.
Yes.
There's quite a vibe usually at the voting stations. A bunch of friends and I are going together. We've already organized who's bringing the coffee and who's bringing the sweets. And like
the sweets, the ones
like
that you ate.
Croissants or whatever.
Mine.
So yeah, go vote. It's important. It's
it
the elections.
Important.
This is your chance to make a difference. It is really important. I want you to go out there and cast your ballot. Vote, 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 vote. That's mm-hmm. all I want to say. We're trying to get Rian and Vasti on the line. Apparently their satellite phone is not in connection at the moment. So I might just interrupt the show in the middle of the show and be like, we got them. We're now going to talk to them. So hold
hey,
on
hey,
for that.
Hey, we've got another shout out.
What's the shout out?
All the way from Dubai.
What are you talking about?
Mr. English.
Oh, Mr.
Jason English.
Did he? Is he listening to our show?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. English, Jason English has been on our show.
Mm.
He's not a stranger
no.
to what we do here.
Yeah.
But he's what is he doing in Dubai?
Business. Mm.
That's quite cool. So he was on the bridge with us. We actually
yes.
sat with him and he's going to change his CSR initiatives within his company to make South Africa more sustainable. That's the thing with the CEOs, that they all just want to make a big difference.
And that's what it was, talking for hours. I mean, in our little circle where we were for that period of time. I mean, just that handful of people,
Kerry,
can make such a huge difference.
That's where it was about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my word.
And it was so cold.
And we were sitting there though, and we were getting quite excited because we were looking at the trains and we were wondering what time they come alive.
Yeah.
We're like, please just come alive, come alive, come alive. You know, just to give us a little bit of entertainment or something.
Just something. All right. So every week, we bring you the top 5 trending good news stories that we find all around the country, the world. It's all sorts of good things that are happening that we need to know about. This gives you something different to talk about when you're at the dinner table or at your water cooler. This week is no different. Kerry, I've listed there 5 plus an extra one.
Yes.
I don't want you to bring the extra one up until we're done.
I won't.
It needs to be like we're going to do the top 5.
Yeah.
And then that last one is actually quite a cool South African story,
that's
but it's
a
also a song.
One. Yes,
so we're going to play it.
Do that.
That's how we're going to roll. We're going to start. What do we have at number 5?
I have a name. The incredible story of Jabulani Mashaba.
Okay. So.
Hold on, wait. I Have a Name is an incredible photo series showcasing everyday South Africans in the most phenomenal way. Proudly South African, one story at a time. We chatted about this on the way to the bridge.
We did, right?
Yes.
So, I Have a Name is this new Facebook page that's been opened by someone who is anonymous.
I love it, though.
He, she, that person doesn't want anybody to know who they
Who's
are.
Who's that guy?
They're doing this because they really want to share stories. So,
yes.
They've created this Facebook page. It's a space where an anonymous photographer, we'll call her Jay, just for the sake of it, is taking photos of everyday South Africans to showcase their incredible stories.
Mm-hmm.
How do we bridge the great South African divides? Black versus white, young versus old, rich versus poor, men versus women. The divides that keep us from making eye contact with the beggar standing on the street corner or the stranger in the lift. This is her idea, his idea. Whoever this is, it's anonymous. I actually met with him. So
this person's idea. I don't know who they are.
No, we got to keep it top secret. So
yes.
I met with them and we had a discussion and we're showcasing their stories because they are so absolutely
Let's call
phenomenal.
It the street angel.
It is the street angel.
Yes.
So Jabulani, which it actually fits in so nicely, he sells homeless talk.
Yes, he does. And so many people were saying on that particular article how many times they've actually stopped to chat to him.
But he's very friendly. He's
yes.
uber friendly.
Because he's like, close to where you live.
He's close to where I live.
Yeah.
And the fact is, if you want a good salesman, if you want someone who is incredible in sales, get them off the street because they work
Definitely.
Hard. Hard. They have to listen to more no's in a day than I think Linda's son.
But apparently this guy is such a gem and people just buy, even though they've bought the homeless talk already.
I buy it every day.
Every day, exactly. That's exactly what they're doing because they know where it goes.
Just quickly on the article, I can't remember the exact price, but he pays.
Oh, okay. So it's R7 for the newspaper.
That I pay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And from that R7, they get
R4.
R4, yeah.
R4, yeah. So they get to keep R4 for every newspaper. Homeless talk. Buy your homeless talk.
So basically what happens is it's a business. So they need to save that money in order to buy their next batch of homeless talks. So do you see? It also teaches them about business and how you know, they need to buy stock and all of that. So depending on the amount of homeless talks that they sell in a month, it gives them, you know, that's how many they can buy for the next month.
It makes sense. And it's actually such an incredible thing to empower someone
else
who
might
not have had that opportunity.
Exactly. The more you buy, the more they are able to buy for the next month. And then obviously the more they make.
Very cool. Well, we're going to put that up online on Good Things Guy and CliffCentral.com so that you guys can get the stories of Jabulani Mashaba.
Mm-hmm.
What do we
and
have?
All the others.
And all the others. Because every morning we're posting a story of hashtag I Have a Name.
Yes.
What do we have at number 4?
Ski Resort's live camera gets hilariously photobombed. This might be the funniest thing we've ever seen. Ski Resort bosses have released a greatest twits compilation after watching their mountain webcams repeatedly being photobombed by pranksters.
How funny. So it is. There's like a guy on a wrecking ball.
Okay, so when you climb
when
you climb the mountain, are you going to take your clothes off and, you know, run around in your jocks?
If I find that camera, I might. It's really funny. It's really, really, really funny. They've put all these, it's like a compilation.
Yes.
And at the end they go, thanks, you made us laugh, you bunch of idiots. Now please stop. I must say, though, a video like that, because it's been viewed hundreds of thousands of times on YouTube, it actually gives the ski resorts really good PR.
It really does.
Because you get to see all of those, like the resorts.
And a lot of times, resorts are quite funny when it comes to stuff like this. They're very strict.
Well, so, it is Europe, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Even here. I mean, but to do this and for them to get involved is flipping awesome.
Man, it's cool. It's a cool video. We're going to put that up online so that you can see what we're talking about. So you don't think we're absolutely mad. What do we have at number three?
Durban woman saved by guardian angel during flood. An unknown teen pulled a Durban woman through the passenger window moments before the car was completely submerged in water to save her.
So
a teenager.
The really cool story and why this matters is because this woman she didn't know how deep the water was. It was raining in Durban. She drove her car in and all of a sudden she started spinning. And not spinning like, what do you call aqua? It's not aquaplaning.
No, it's...
Her car was spinning because she was floating.
Yes.
That's how deep it got and how quickly. And it sort of sucked her into the deepest end.
Yeah.
And the car sort of started going under, filling with water.
It's like
water.
A suction.
It's suction. Mm. And she couldn't open the doors exactly like you see in the movie. She couldn't get out. And this hero angel broke the passenger window, like. Dragged her out and got her to safety. It was all pretty much a crazy blur and she didn't quite know what was going on and it was quite mad and
she probably thought she was dead.
He disappeared. So she was left with the paramedics and he went to go help other people or whatever was going on. And then she told her sister about the story and her sister put it up on Facebook and she like started talking about this guardian angel. It got spread around the whole of Facebook, social media, Johannesburg, South Africa, Durban. And eventually this kid's mom, Cameron White's mom, saw the post and she was like, that's my son.
That's my boy, yo.
He told me about that when he got home. 17 years old. Apparently he's a lifeguard. So that's where it all comes from. He's a lifeguard
amazing.
In Durban. And he said that he didn't even for a second blink. It was just instinct. I needed to help her. So I went and helped her.
Yes.
We're going to post that story up online so you can see the car, see Cameron, see her.
Incredible.
It's just a cool story.
And these are a lot of young people that are doing stuff like
we
this.
We always say it's young people. Always. What do we have at number two?
South African post goes viral for all the right reasons. Everyone should be pool noodle boy. A young South African has written a post that is being shared across social media platforms for all the right reasons. Oh my word, this one's been shared 2,400 times, eh? This article.
Okay, but that's very different, right? So the algorithms on the articles is 2,400 times that it's been shared just from Good Things Guy.
Yes.
On Facebook, it's been shared over 22,000 times, like the Facebook post.
Wow.
So people, it's a weird way that the social media picks it up, but that's the technical side. What is the story about? Give us the gist. Do you know?
Okay, so I'm going to read the first paragraph here.
Because it's really long.
Yeah. So I was a 7-year-old rocking a Speedo at the pool with my brother, who was looking equally fantastic in his Speedo. We were doing our thing, which is a mixture of the doggy paddle crawl. I don't want to get my head wet because I'm black and I don't fox with water like that. Okay, so Bongani Kubala eloquently wrote a childhood memory that everyone needs to read. It's heartbreaking and beautiful all at the same time. Everyone should be a pool noodle boy.
Okay, but the whole story, it's about his blackness and at 7 years old realizing that he was hampered from life for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He gets invited. The pool noodle boy, they all have this fight, but they this play fight. They're like hitting each other with a
pool noodle.
And then they go down to this girl's house. She invites them over. And when they get to the house, the girl goes, oh, pool noodle boy can come in because he's white, but you two can't because you're black.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Now I can't play Sega. Like, that's all I want to do is play Sega. And pool noodle boy, I love him. And he's not going to come with me because he wants to play Sega. I hate being black. And it's a terrible, tragic story. And then pool noodle boy goes, no thanks, I don't need Sega, I'm gonna go play with Bongani by the pool. And it's just a realization that we don't all have to be cuck human beings. And what we learn is directly from our parents. So if you're a parent, realize that and know that you gotta teach your kids that flipping humanness is what's real.
And that's what he says at the end. He said pool noodle boy was ahead of his time, and when you feel the hatred rise in you, think of the good pool noodle boy. I know too many to count. That's why penny sparrows don't get me riled up.
Man.
That's quite something.
We do post it online so that you guys can actually read these stories because they are that phenomenal. So you can read the whole thing. We will put it up on goodthingsguide.com and cliffcentral.com. What do we have at number one?
This was hilarious. Okay, so Pretoria student makes crowd go wild in traditional African dance-off. A Pretoria student has made the crowd go wild while proving that white men can dance.
Man, it's cool. So it's, I mean, these kids are having like a pep rally.
Hilarious.
They're having a pep rally.
Yes.
And they're all, it's like this big crowd and everybody's going wild and the music's crazy. And if you think about the videos that we've seen lately on social media when it comes to students, it's really quite...
It's just
controversial. Yep. This isn't. It's a bunch of guys dancing, and the first guys that are up are black, and they're doing like an African traditional dance. And yeah, the next minute, this white kid walks in, and he breaks it down.
He's rocking the kwaito, come what, whatever he's doing there.
It's traditional dancing, and yeah, he breaks it down. And I think the best part of the video, I mean, he does dance, and the crowd goes wild. The best part is that massive group rah-rah hug at the end where everybody just jumps in on top of one another.
You have to watch it.
So we're going to put that up online so you can see it. It is just absolutely crazy. That's all our top five for this week, because that's how
so
we roll.
Quick.
We're going to put them up online so you can read them. Yes. I've got a number six that I'm going to put on now and
then
I'm going to play. The Kiffness, who have been in the news recently for the stuff that they did with Woolworths and body shaming and all of the rest of the good things, they have... launched a new song, or released a new song. It's called You Say You Love Me. And on the Sunday, so they decided what the music video would be. And the music video was a drag queen from Cape Town. She's quite famous. And it's the amazing part of the whole video is it's shot in one scene. The camera doesn't pan. There's no other cameras. It's one camera, one full 3.5 minutes. And it's an absolutely phenomenal video. They shot it and edited it and finished it on the Sunday night. And then Orlando happened.
Yes.
So they've dedicated the song to all the victims of Orlando and the music video. And it's a kick-ass song. The vocals are about a lead woman from America. And the video is unreal. I'm going to play you the song, and then I want you to go see the video, because it's that absolutely
amazing,
epic. It starts off by going, this video is dedicated to those who lost their lives in Orlando, Florida, 12th of June, 2016. When it starts moving again. And then the next scene goes, be proud, play loud. This is the Kiffness. So you're tuned into The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. It's your weekly show of good news. If you've just tuned in, where the F have you been? You've missed a whole half an hour. What's wrong with you? Kerry, I'm going to switch on your mic.
Okay, say what?
Say what? Every week we get to interview really incredible human beings that are just doing phenomenal things in South Africa. And this week is no different, except they've all got their shirts off. No, I'm just joking. It's I'm going to Facebook Live this in a bit so that you can see what's going on in the studio. We're sitting with the guys who are all part of Mr. South Africa. We're going to figure out who the hell they are and what they're doing and why they're here. Who do we have here?
Christu de Redder.
Christu and...
It's actually a bit of an icebreaker. My name is Gerry Oosthuizen.
Gerry,
that's it.
Gerry Oosthuizen.
Yes.
And this is Henry Masulu.
Henry. The three gents have joined us. They're from Mr. South Africa. I don't know what that means. I've never entered before. And they're here to talk about the amazing work that they're doing. So as far as I understand it, being a participant in the Mr. South Africa sort of, what would you call it, initiative, being part of that, you guys have to be good guys. Like, you can't just enter and have good bodies. Mm-hmm. You got to be doing good stuff
you
as well,
have to
right?
Work, Brent.
It's more than just the body.
It's more than just the body.
Exactly. As it's stated on the Mr. South Africa website as well, the whole theme around it is not being a male model, but a model male.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I think that sums it up pretty well.
Okay, and when you're not being a model male, do you guys have day jobs as well?
Yes, we do.
What do you do?
I do.
What do you do?
I'm in medicine.
You're in medicine?
Yes. I'm a student at Wits.
Oh, what? You're a student of Wits. So you're studying to be a doctor.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. And I take my hat off to you. It's a lot of hours, a lot of work. Yeah. But we do need you guys in our society.
As we speak, I just came from a night shift, by the way.
So you haven't slept.
Beauty and brains. Beauty and brains.
We were just talking about this at the beginning of the show. We did the CEO sleep out last week, Thursday. I didn't sleep the whole night. And on Friday, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I was stupid. The whole of Friday, I was falling asleep everywhere.
We were confused and disorientated.
It was a little bit crazy. So hats off to you. What do you do?
I'm actually in finances, a financial planner by trade. Okay. That's my day job that I do. But obviously, flexible hours, you sort of work for yourself. I'm associated with a group called Atu. I think you'll see that they've also made quite a big impact.
Atu,
So I've been associated with them and... otherwise, just living a lifestyle of making a difference.
Absolutely amazing. Christo, yourself?
I'm a principal dealer from a filling station, and we do have petrol.
How was that actually?
There's always good news, right? There's always good news. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. If people want to fill up, where do they go?
Middleburg.
Middleburg.
How do I get to Middleburg? The other night, I nearly didn't have petrol. Like, I would never have made it there.
Wow. Okay, you're not going to drive all the way to Middleburg from your house. But if you're in Middleburg, they do have petrol, which we're thankful for. Okay, so we're here for Mr. South Africa, and you guys are all participants in the initiative. What are you doing? What is this 30 days of RAC? Jump in.
I think it's a challenge they give us. From the start, you get a few challenges, and that's how we get eliminated from the competition. And this is all about making a real difference. And I think for me, the whole Mr. South Africa is a big adventure. It's a big challenge, and it's really making a difference. So this 30-day RAC has just changed the people around me. Everyone on Facebook and social media is following you, and you get the nicest messages of people saying, listen, I saw your RAC today, and we've done this and this as well because you've done this RAC.
Man, so it's cool. How many people are sort of in the competition at the moment? Do we know?
Sort of in the competition, you mean the contestants?
Yes. How many contestants are there?
There's 25.
Okay.
And we're now in the top 25 level, and we started from top 5th, right?
Wow.
And then we came to top 25, going to top 12, I think it's the end of August. And the top 12 will be the ones that goes to the grand finale in November.
Very, very, very exciting. When did you start with the RAC, the 30 days of RAC?
The RAC is challenge number 3 that we started in the beginning of July.
What was challenge number 1 and 2?
Challenge number 1 was advertising for corporate companies on the Mr. South Africa page to create exposure and to connect the brand to more corporates.
Okay, and challenge number 2?
I'll have Chris to challenge number 2, and I'll
challenge number 2. We had to do like a charity event of your choice for a charity that you chose, and then you had to also post it. But it had to be about education, because this year the theme for Mr. South Africa is going about
Seems
education.
Seems like everything is education.
But it is right. Yeah. So Kerry, education. I mean, I'm going
it's
to.
Key, huh?
I'm pulling this quote through the mud because I just say it nearly every day. Right. Nelson Mandela said, "Education is the most powerful tool that we can use to change the world." Mm. And if every single South African realizes that, and we empower each other through education, we'll all be able to be masters of our own destiny.
Change our country.
Exactly. And I think it's so important. So now we're doing 30 days of RAC. And what is that all about?
Because everything is around the learning platform, as we just said. So the RAC is random acts of kindness. And as you said, it's not something that you as per se just do for the sake of doing it. It's actually something you do to incorporate into your lifestyle, something that permeates your thoughts, your levels, everything you do. And that is to show what you're busy with, what you're doing to make a difference, and also not just making a difference to them, but inspiring others to get on board. You see, but listen, these people are doing something every single day. Why can't I do something likewise? Why can't I contribute to them to even amplify the impact they're making, and to get other people on board to see that there's really a group of people actively making a difference in their world?
That's what it is, right? I mean, we get to interview a lot of people in a lot of different spaces that work in charities and organizations. And some of the biggest challenges that we face as human beings is we're scared to take that first step into doing something because the problem that we have is so big. It's so vast. Yep. If you look at poverty, if you look at people that are uneducated,
some people don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Exactly. So you don't. Yep. But the reality of something that you're doing like the Random Acts of Kindness, it shows you that by playing part in something which we could call micro-activism, because it's small acts.
Yeah.
That can actually make a huge difference.
It's limited to the people around you, actually. It's just, for me, it's the Random Acts of Kindness. It's just been about appreciating the people around you, you know, yeah. the strangers that you know, that you don't know, you know, you just go around and you appreciate them for being alive, you know,
100%.
You appreciate them for being part of your life sometimes, you know. And also for me, it has helped me to implement what I said I want to implement when I win this title, right. which is education. Mm. If you see, most of my recs, they've been about giving people books that empower them. Self-empowerment.
Creating platforms them knowledge. For
yes,
them.
Yes, creating platforms for yeah. them. So, yeah.
Wow, man. I've seen, sure. so it's on a Facebook page that you guys have been inspiring. So you the Facebook page has got things that you need to do or that you're doing in the day.
Yes.
But it also is it's almost like a pinpointer for other people to do stuff as well.
Exactly. I see the Mr. South Africa, they sum up the daily challenge because every day is centered around a different theme. And then they post that so that people can not only follow us to see what we are busy with, but also get on board and say, listen, but that can get my mind thinking. I can do something. And in that same sense, we get that challenge to do a random act of kindness to someone else. But 9 out of 10 times in doing that to someone else, you yourself have an outcome of being inspired.
Oh, totally.
By the reception and by the reaction you get from the yeah. people and just that gratitude.
It's the best.
And as you said, it's sort of overwhelming, so big the need yes. that you don't know where to start.
Yeah.
But you have to get to that place where you say, listen, I'm going to do something in my need, even if I'm the only one. And you'll be amazed when you start doing something, the amount of people that get on board yeah. and start following you and contributing to you to say, listen, I have this thing, but I don't know where to start.
So
but
exciting.
Seeing that you are running it, yeah. I'm going to get behind you. I'm going to get on board with that. Yeah. And that's the yeah. great thing about the Mr. South Africa brand, that I enjoy being part of it.
Very, very, very flippin' cool. If people want to follow where you guys are doing this, the Facebook page, where do they go?
They can go onto the Mr. South Africa Facebook page itself and follow the racks there. And then on the Mr. South Africa website, they can actually see the individual top 25 contestants and follow us in person, follow our own yeah. pages, like our pages, add us as a friend on Facebook, and you can follow the Twitter feeds, whatever, yep. and you can follow every day as we go through the whole journey, see what each and everyone is doing.
Well, we're going to be posting photos of our interview in a second. We're also going to put this up online. If guys want to follow you or girls want to follow you individual, where do they go?
Okay, for me, my Facebook is Henry Sipiwe Masugu. Same goes for Instagram. And then for Twitter, it's at Sipiwe Hendrix. HENDRICS.
It's that easy. Sorry, he hasn't slept. So he just think about that for a second. And yourself?
Facebook page, Gerjo Oosthuizen. It's GERJO Oosthuizen. You'll find it. You'll see on the profile picture as well. And from there, the link is for the Instagram and Twitter as well. You can follow it from there.
Brilliant. It's that easy. And Christo, yourself?
Same with me. Christy de Ridder on Facebook. And then all the links are on there.
We're going to take all of your social media links. We're going to put them up online so that people can get hold of you and follow you. I think what the Mr. South Africa brand is doing is amazing. And the Definitely. Fact that you guys are doing good and giving back is what is really important. That's exactly. what it's about.
Exactly.
It's about being model males, which exactly. I love. Thank you for joining the Good Stuff today.
It's been absolutely epic. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paigey, if you can pull over a chair, we're going to push these guys out the way. guys, we're going to take a photo with you in a sec. Paigey's going to come in and do huddle up. She just needs a microphone. Right. So if someone could shift over.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is the Good Stuff
guys.
On Club Central. Paigey,
yeah,
welcome.
Long time. Wow.
It has been a long time.
How's it?
I'm just going to ask, guys, we'll take a photo in 10 minutes. So if you just wait outside. Amazing. So Paigey's part of Huddle Up, which
it's been so long.
I know.
If you listen to the show regularly, Paige and Kirst were on the show every single Tuesday, and then something phenomenal happened. They got really busy giving
yes.
back. Huddle Up, I call a dating site for charities, and it's the best way to explain it because Paigey finds causes and she matches them with corporates or individuals
yes.
who are able to help. So I'm sure meeting these guys today
yes.
Here from Mr. South Africa must have been pretty great as well because you
yes,
could connect,
always.
connect.
But I mean, there's amazing stories of the people that we've met actually on Cliff Central that we've got in contact with after the show and that we're doing work with, which I'll get into now. But I mean, we have been busy. But it's all been for a good cause.
So what we've decided, because we don't want to take Paige and Kirst away for the amazing work
no.
that they're doing, is we're going to have a monthly catch-up where
yes.
instead of just giving them 5 minutes, we're going to give them a good 15 minutes. And
Thank
you're
you.
Able to then really get into the crux of
yes.
what you've been up to. Because I know you girls are busy.
So much.
Busy, busy, busy.
No, I appreciate it. I know you're always busy as well. So it's always nice to be with the
like the people that are all change makers. It's very inspirational.
We're one of the same mind. What's been happening? Give us a, sort of a snapshot of what has happened in the last month.
Okay, so we've been involved in student social initiatives, and we've gone. We went to Mahau Child and Youth Care Center in Attridgeville, and we went with the Adams and Adams Student Social Initiative. And what we did was planted an array of vegetables in 15 planter boxes and had a fun day with the kids. And Kirsten and I actually went a week later to go and see what they'd done. And the kids have all actually owned a different planter box, and they're having a competition to see whose plants are going to grow. So they're all looking afterwards.
Those planter boxes are so important for society.
Really,
I wrote an article like a week ago about creating sustainable gardens.
It's so important.
Yeah. I mean, all the amazing projects, it all kind of aligns, like really, it's amazing. We also did a 555 hygiene bag drop-offs. Yeah, we did it all the way. We did Attridgeville, Sunnyside, and then all the way in Mamelodi, about 12 different drop-offs, Kirsten and I. That's a big bar and still two cars.
Wow.
A little Atos and a Getz, they can only get you so many places, but it's been amazing. People have been offering us their cars, letting us, you know, be able to go and reach these places. I mean,
and the hygiene packs in South Africa and the world is so important. Girls are losing up to, what is it?
Three months a year for... Yeah. Missing, you know, for
7 days a month.
Yeah, when they have their period, they lose almost 3 months of the year broken up. And those 3 months are school.
Yeah.
It's education.
Yeah.
It's lifestyle. Work. It's there's grown women who can't work because of this problem, because it's just so expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
And in an ideal world, sanitary pads should become like condoms.
Yes. We had this conversation last week.
They should be free. They should be, when you walk into a girl's bathroom, there should be like a little
thing there. We chatted about that on the way to the bridge.
But there should be, right? It's that important.
Yeah.
And in New York, they've done it. Yes. Why can South Africa not jump on board as well?
You know, and we also actually, because we went to the International Socioeconomic Development Conference for Women last week, Kurt and I, we met the most fantastic woman, and some people are actually doing reusable sanitary pads.
The reusable sanitary.
I've actually got one. Yeah, I'll show. Yeah, it's amazing.
They're awesome,
yeah.
Hey?
And
it's R150.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch, but we wouldn't mind getting some sponsors on board be able to pay and then give it, I mean, and then be able to support the business that's making them. So it's these ladies that are at Frieda Hartley that we met, and Bethany Holm, who are now taking Shwe Shwe and making aprons and blankets. And also there's another company that we met that does these, it's called Marichello Fashion Design and Deep Sturt, who are also doing them.
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, people are coming through and, you know, finding a problem and then addressing it. There was also another lady who we met actually at the conference, Nompumelelo Nkwebu. And she's a head chef and food blogger at Africa Meets European Cuisine. And she's focusing on small-scale farming. And she's, she trained one woman, and the one woman said to her, please, you have to share this information. So now it's about, she's got 14 women and 2 men, and she wants to grow it. And she's got a culinary business, so she hires these chefs that she's training. But we need more facilities to train these chefs that she's employing. And one of the ladies that actually won, I think it was the International Mzanzi Culinary Festival, we now want to try and find sponsorship for her to go to Ireland because she's got a job. Flights have been sponsored. We're just trying to find, you know, warm clothes, visa, you know, just spending money.
I've just done my visa now. Yeah. And a visa to the UK is R1,900.
Okay, thanks.
It's R1,900. And that's just for your stock standard. We'll get it in 15 days. It's so crazy to go, you have to pay R1,900 to come into my country. When you've already bought flights, you've already paid for your accommodation.
That is insane.
It's so crazy.
With a rand.
I need to ask you, you do all of these things. Your finger is in every charity pie.
Yeah.
How do you keep positive?
Cursed. Cursed does. Her and I, like, we, and it's the people you meet. It's literally, we all know that we have to have an emphasis on youth development. I think I saw a statistic and it said 30%. And I was like, no, I've heard it's actually above 50% of youth unemployment.
I must just say, and I'm gonna just break in here.
Yeah.
The stats that you find online are an absolute lie. It's BS.
And it's frustrating. And I mean, the places that we go and you see, you gain a lot of perspective and stuff like that, and you realize that we're losing and talent. We need to now use this frustration, and it's not anger in a negative sense. We go and see these things. We go and you just go and see what people are doing in their daily lives, and against all odds are still making a difference. And these young entrepreneurs that we are meeting on the ground who, without your help or not, are still making a success. Now what we want to be able to do is guide people who can help or support or sponsor these ideas, and be able to not give a handout but hand up. Because actually, we need to unveil talent.
Don't give a handout, give a hand up.
In saying that, actually, before I forget, someone actually contacted me on Facebook about young entrepreneurs, and they want to do a documentary on them.
That would be amazing. We've actually been looking into that because it's a story that needs to be told.
There it is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it's synergy, connection, like-minded people. Yes. This is what it's all
the
about,
tribe,
yo.
Goodness.
Glad you actually said that because I've been meaning to get all of
And sort of all of the projects that you've been involved in the last month.
Yeah.
What, I mean, you guys are always looking for stuff, right? I mean, to generalize, I would think you would need cash.
Yeah.
So cash is always a big thing for both your initiative, your business, and also the businesses that you look after.
Yeah.
So that would be the first. Second is stuff. Mm-hmm. So like goods.
Yeah. Infrastructure. Anything.
Clothing.
Yeah.
Flipping bricks. If people can donate bricks so that you can be building.
Seeds, boxes. Yeah.
Whatever. If you have something where you're like, I don't need this Tupperware in my kitchen anymore. You'll find a use for that. And the last thing, which is something that we've brought up time and time again. Time.
It's always about time.
Time.
You know, and I think a lot of people, with the people that we come into contact with, I mean, the one lady that runs a creche in Alexander phoned me yesterday and she was like, you'll never guess, we're so blessed. I said, what happened? She goes, there was a man's shack behind them that caught on fire. And she was so blessed that it didn't destroy anything of hers. She said,
and the
whole community has come together and helped this guy like put everything together. But, you know, it's these these women that are without any grants, without any money, still going ahead and helping children without, you know, expecting any grants. So we had one guy actually phone us, and he got in contact with us. He's from Touch Africa, Monet. He says, okay, you need to help me. I need to find 4 schools in Alexandra, 4 schools in Orange Farm, and it has to have 600 kids or more in every school, and we want to donate libraries.
Is amazing.
That's the thing. You start to talk to people about like the struggles that people are facing, and someone's like, I know someone. I know a guy. Or it's just the network, and it's creating the spider web of just good people who can channel whatever it is that they can do. And we'll take away the blind spin, and we can literally make sure that it gets the people that need it the most.
It's very exciting. And if people want to get in touch, if they want to get involved, what is the easiest way to just hook up with you and do good?
Just phone. Phone, Facebook, Instagram. It's page@huddleup.co.za and then curse.huddleup.co.za. And huddleup_za. And on Instagram, and then just huddle up on Facebook.
It's huddle up all over, and you can huddle up to make a change. I have to say something that has sort of come about, which we'll talk about when we're off air, but I just want to bring it up because it's really, really cool. So I got to meet with this anonymous person who's doing I Have a Name, the Facebook page.
Yes.
And she has been, this person who is anonymous, we'll just call them Jay.
The
Street Angel Jay has been inundated with people who want to assist because the stories are so real and they raw, and the photos are like they really capture the essence of who they. It's like Humans of New York.
Yes.
And like one of the stories was a beggar, a lady that lost her legs and one arm in a taxi, and she's in a wheelchair, and she lives with her 15-year-old grandson in a shack, and she begs every day. And the photo that you see, she's got this big smile on her face. The most amazing, just hearty, I am happy even in this moment. And I spoke to Jay, we sat down, and Jay said they're so inundated. So that one photo...
Yes.
There were 30 requests to hand over wheelchairs, brand new wheelchairs.
What?
But Jay is a photographer and a storyteller.
Yes.
And they don't want that responsibility. Okay. They want to be telling stories. So I said, I met with them a week ago.
Mm.
I said, I'm going to introduce them to Paige at Huddle Up.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
And Paige will be the conduit between what these people need
it
and what you can deliver.
Wow, okay,
so the great thing out of that is that if you receive 30 wheelchairs.
Yeah.
That one woman doesn't need 30 wheelchairs.
But there are 30 other people.
You can hand over
wheelchairs.
One, yes. And then you've got 29 other wheelchairs
brilliant.
To give to other
brilliant.
People.
Brilliant.
So that's what's going to happen directly after the show. Okay. I'm going to put you in touch. They have to stay anonymous.
Oh,
they're
yay.
The street angels.
It's fine.
But it'll be great that you will then be able to assist on
brilliant.
Every level. We love
always.
Having
thank
you as part of the team.
Thank you.
I am really sad that you can't come in weekly, but then I'm also not wasting your time. I think
no,
you're
never
better.
Wasting our time. We love it. We love coming.
You're better out there doing good, and that's what you need to be yeah. doing, right?
Yeah, perfect. But
man,
we'll always
we love
be,
you. We
yeah,
love you.
Thank you.
You guys want to get hold of Huddle Up, it's that easy. It's page at Huddle Up or huddleup.co.za. All the information is there. I'm going to say my change one thing this week is what I started the show off with. Keep stuff
in
your
car.
Scarves, socks. Socks are so
socks,
flippin'
please,
important.
Socks.
You don't understand. When we went to that soup kitchen on Thursday night.
That little four-year-old wasn't wearing any socks, Brent.
No. So not wearing socks. They're young. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. I can tell you, I had thermal socks on and my feet have never been as frozen in my life. So socks, jackets, shirts, keep them in your car, in your passenger seat, in the back seat, right behind your chair, like right there where you can grab it and just help the people of South Africa. It is all our responsibilities. It's that flippin' simple. That's all I want to leave you with. It's really what
it's
it
so
is,
easy.
Right?
It's so easy.
Fruit. Put fruit
we
in
were
your
talking
car.
About how easy it was to take an outfit out of our cupboards to take.
We had to take one for the CEO.
We had to take an outfit.
Full outfit.
A full outfit.
So
yeah.
Like jacket, scarf, shirt, pants, shoes.
Socks.
And I was looking in my cupboard and there are hundreds of things
yes.
that I just don't wear.
Yeah.
You
they're
all at the bottom of the pile.
As humans, we tend to wear the same thing and recycle it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It, like, it just
jeans.
Rotates in what we wear. So it's very, very important. This has been the good stuff. Thank you for hanging out with us. I love sort of hanging out with you and bringing you all the good news and inspirational stories. We're here every week. We're also available on cliffcentral.com where you can download all the podcasts. And remember, podcasts are not dated. I see stories that are trending now that we were speaking
last
about
year.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So you can really pick up with good news and get on with what we're doing. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this together. I'm going to leave you with this quote today because it is Voters Day tomorrow, and I think I need to drive this home. If you vote for politicians who promise you things at someone else's expense, don't complain when they take your money and give it to someone else, including themselves. I think I'll leave it on that note. This is the good stuff, and I hope you all have the most ridiculous Tuesday of your lives because you deserve it. And also, tomorrow's a public holiday.
Yay!
It's quite exciting. Thanks for joining in, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.